Okay, this is activation number 8. Okay, as you breathe in, very gently notice the space around your body and how it feels. Notice the lightness or the density of the space around you. Notice if the energy is calm or if it's more active. And perhaps you want to see what kind of colors are emanating in your field around your body. So we're just going to notice. So technically, as you disengage energetically from your pain body, from your emotional body, from your intellect, from tribal consciousness and the chaos of duality, the world of duality, the illusionary matrix, feel and imagine that you are completely disengaging from that reality and moving into your natural state of being called your spiritual world. And just feel into that world. And now we're going to, from that place, we're going to relax the body very easily. So you, as creator being, are going to create waves of light that are going to come down over your body and through your nervous system and through your brain of your physical body to relax it into a very quiet and still happy place. So with the power of thought, the power of intention, create waves of relaxation that are going to move in through and around your physical body, relaxing every agitated spot or area in your mind, your brain, all the places that overthink and overreact, to all those what we call hyperactive places, those places that are overly sensitive, those places that are reactionary in nature. So in all those places, allow these waves of relaxation to penetrate very deeply to basically calm and center all areas, levels of agitation. The symbology here in your mind's eye is like your nervous system is like the wings of a hummingbird, always flapping at very high speeds. Now, the place of stillness, visually speaking, is seeing the hummingbird with no movement in its wings, that its wings are completely still, not moving. So that's your imagery for that place of peace and calm for your mind and your body. It's almost like suspended animation, where the body can go into a place of actually not breathing and still maintain life. It is a place where the brain activity can literally go to zero and the brain is still functioning perfectly. It is a place where all thoughts simply are in a neutral position. So breathe into that place, a possibility, to where all of your systems go into a place of perfect suspended animation. The life force is still creating in your body. The body is still alive, but your activity is slowing down. to where your body is going soft and pliable like Jell-O. And yet there is this movement deep within, this current that we call life force, that's moving gently through your spine, and moving through your brain as if the figure eight flow is moving across your brain, connecting in a new way both hemispheres. It is much like a webbing of neurons are being created that are harmonizing and unifying your hemispheres to become one brain, one whole brain, instead of two separate hemispheric brains. On another level, it is like healing the separation in your mind of good and bad, right and wrong, light and dark. So as the brain begins to unify, the mind, the split mind, is beginning to heal itself into one mind. All right, we're going to call forth the guides, Babaji, Saint Germain, Mary Magdalene, and the rest of your team. To support this activation. As the body moves into a state of complete centeredness and calm, your awareness enhances exponentially to encompass all possibilities, all levels of knowledge, all levels of wisdom. Allow the energies in your brain to begin to heal the split brain syndrome. Any concussion symptoms in your brain has the potential and possibility to correct itself. Imagine that the circuitry, like in a computer, is being reorganized, much like how your computer at times needs to defragment. In other words, to clear away all unnecessary files, especially corrupted files. It is like optimization of your brain frequencies. Brain optimization, mind optimization, clearing cache, even clearing passwords that are no longer relevant. Deleting all your dead files that are unusable now. Now, as you bring awareness into the limbic system, again, remaining as the observer, this weaving between the right and left hemispheres will begin to naturally balance out your limbic system and will help your body to release itself from the fight or flight syndrome that you were taught many lifetimes ago. The flight or fight syndrome is no longer needed. It is part of your dead files that you're going to click and drag into your recycle bin to take a deep breath. Now, bring awareness to the rear part of your brain. Keep your awareness to the back part of your brain and the area that we call the the base of your occiput. Or your occipital ridge, base of your skull. Keep your awareness there and continue to very, ever so slightly breathe. You're beginning to move awareness out of space-time continuum. Moving away from the illusionary matrix extracting your awareness on a subtle level extracting your awareness or disengaging from the very subtle levels of the illusionary matrix of suffering. The symbology is literally moving out of a bad dream or nightmare in which you have no control, extracting your awareness away from that into the reality that you are full co-creator God. And in charge of your own true reality that is outside of any illusion. And keep your awareness in the very center of your reality. Gently moving away, out of, all levels of influence from illusionary sources. Moving out of the hologram moving out of the morphogenic field of suffering. Regaining aspects of self, retrieving aspects of self, reclaiming aspects of self, back to your essential self, your original selfhood. Bring your awareness back from all distractions. Moving out of the matrix of being influenced by releasing your unconscious attachment to your blind spot. Moving awareness into that place that sees very clearly all levels of your remaining blind spot. Or that place where you went unconscious of being unconscious. Keeping awareness in spirit. From that place where you are, focus now a vibration that will prepare the body for receiving the next healing technique that you will learn. And there are certain archangel presences that will work with you in learning this particular healing technique. So you're going to call them forth to stand by and to help you to prepare, not only to facilitate, but to deeply receive the full benefits slowly take a deep breath. You can move awareness again slowly down the spine. All the way down to the sacrum. And begin to allow any unconscious unwinding of that which is ready to be reorchestrated into your life. I'm going to clear any very subtle level blocks in your chakra system. And we're going to bring awareness to the rising of this cleansing vibration up your spine. Feel the gold and the violet working together in your spine. Okay, now breathe awareness up the spine, back up to the base of the skull. You're going to see a portal there, an access point. And we're going to simply prepare this area of your brain for the healing technique exercises. So just simply breathe and bring in a readiness vibration to that area of your body. A readiness to receive. But also in these vibrations, or a cleansing vibration that will help to prepare this area for its grand reconnection with source energy. Okay, let's bring awareness to the chest in the center of your heart. Ask all of your cells to stand by in preparation. And to move into this place of receptivity of the light. Okay, let's take a full deep breath now. Coming back to your body. Coming back to this room, to this piece of land. Coming in for a landing. And when you're ready, slowly open the eyes, allow the brain to adjust. Feel the bottoms of your feet. And when you're ready, slowly open the eyes. Blessings.